The Word of God is living, breathing. It speaks to us, but we have to let it. Sure, it can fall on hard or rocky ground, as the gospel says, and oftentimes it does. Yes, even God's Word. The question is, are we open? It's hard for any words to speak to someone if it falls on a deaf ear. The key is we have to be open. I can share a brief story from my own life, which most of you probably heard back in the fall when Father Jim asked me to share my vocation story. I'm going to provide an abridged version of that, just a snippet here, how the Word of God had a deep impact on my life. It was pretty much the conversion for me where I had that aha moment and kind of had an awakening due to God's Word. It was actually one of the Psalms. It was from the book of Psalms. It was from 101 and verse was 7. And we actually hear that sometimes in the liturgy at Mass or in the prayers of the priest. So it's a very special verse that always speak to me. This was about 8 years ago. I was in another church at the time. I was on the fence. I had my feet, one in the Catholic Church, and I was in another evangelical, non-denominational church up in Timonium. But God used that church. He used the pastor there. He used that sermon that day to speak to me. God can work anywhere, as we all know. In any field, in any soil, no matter what or where. God truly is the master sower. In a sermon that day, it was in June of 2009, God's Word really spoke to me. The verse from Psalm 101 was, at least in that version, was "No one who is dishonest will live in my house, no liars will stay around me." I was so deeply touched and impacted by those words, it truly did change my life forever. I realized at that moment I've been living a lie. I've been living a life of sin, and I was not worthy to stand before God, to be in His house, or stay in His presence. It actually scared me, legitimately. I was scared there for a moment. I thought, boy, I don't want to not be in God's presence. I don't want to spend eternity away from Him, and surely I don't want to go to hell. So what happened next? I confessed my sins to a priest. I had to bring everything to the light. I had to stop lying to myself, to others, those around me, and get myself right with God. And the rest is history. As some of you may remember, 4 years later, I entered the seminary. So that's kind of funny. But that's how God works. He works in mysterious ways. The point of me sharing all this is how God used His Word to touch me, to bring me back to Him. But it did take a choice. It took action. It took a choice on my part. I had to make a decision to bring things to the light or not keep things hidden there in the dark. God wants to bring all of us into the light, into His light, to keep us growing in His garden, the kingdom, free from the entanglements of the choking weeds, or as we heard in the gospel, the thorns. The choking weeds or the thorns of the darkness of worldly allurements which lead us away from God and into sin. And sin, as you probably know, sin keeps us separated from God. The choking weeds and the evil one constantly are after us, trying to prevent us from reaching our potential in the light, in Christ, and bearing fruit in the garden, which is God's kingdom. Not one of us is exempt. Not one. 2 weeks ago, I quoted St. Peter at the same Saturday Vigil Mass. St. Peter tells us to, quote, "Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." God uses His living, breathing Word not only to plant the seed, but to uproot the weeds and the thorns that choke us out. He hit me right where I needed to be hit, deep down. My head might not have gotten it, but it was my heart that did. And it was at that moment that I knew I had to make a choice to bring things to the light and choose the truth. If ever in doubt, I can say, please choose the truth. Young, old, always tell the truth, always live in the truth. Because Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the light. The enemy is a liar. And he was a liar from the beginning. Those are not my words. Those are Jesus' words himself. Whether we're called to a moral conversion or a reversion to the faith, or just living out our faith that we've been taught and lived since we were little, no matter who we are or where we are in our individual journeys, at some point we're called to a conversion of heart, to a surrendering of ourselves, surrendering to God and saying, Lord, I give it to you. I confess. I am sorry for what I've done. We're all in the same boat. We're all in this together. We're all in the same garden of life. We just heard from St. Paul, all creation is groaning. We also groan as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. So again, we're all in this together. We're all faced with temptations. We all sin. We all fall short. But there is hope. There's hope in Christ. There is hope in the sacraments, there's hope in confession, the Holy Eucharist, the healing power of the Mass, and the healing power just in the name of Jesus. So we're all in the garden of life, and God is the sower. He's constantly tending to it. He's constantly tending to us. He tends the soil. He fertilizes it. He pulls the weeds out of our lives. But we have to give things over to Him. We have to surrender everything to Him and trust. The key is not only to be open to God, to open our ears, our sometimes deaf ears, and our minds, but we have to surrender and trust. Yes, it is a matter of preparing the soil, tilling the garden soil before planting. It takes the effort or some effort on our part. We got to make a move. We have to commit. We have to make a decision. God, I am putting you first in my life. I'm putting away my sinful ways, my selfish ways. I'm saying no to the things that lead me away from you. Could be the booze, the foul language, the bad stuff I say behind people's backs, the stuff, trash I might watch on TV or on bad internet sites, the focus or out of focus of love of my bank account, money, keeping up with the Joneses. We need to take a step, sometimes a leap of faith, and nourish the seeds of faith that were planted in each of us, whether from when we were children or perhaps adult conversions. We all fall into the sinful ways of humanity. It's almost natural. It happens to all of us. Think how the weeds of temptation and sin creep in and try to choke us out and keep us away from God, away from the light. But the key is faithfulness on our part to stay rooted in Christ, rooted in the Word of God, rooted in the teachings of the Church, and we'll be able to withstand whatever evil and whatever temptations come our way. One last thing. If you're not open, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord to help you to be open. Make that your prayer. You can make that prayer right now, right here, at Mass, tonight. Make it this week. Keep up with it this month. Ask the Lord to open your heart, to open your mind. We hear about the mind's eye, but I think we also have a mind's ear. If we're truly open, if we truly open our heart and our mind, God will definitely speak to us. Father James used to tell the school kids to ask the Lord to speak to them at Mass. And he will. Father James said he guaranteed to the kids, it was kind of neat to hear, he said, I guarantee you God will speak to you if you only ask. He said God will speak to you in different ways. It could be at the readings at Mass. It could be the prayers we say as a congregation or the prayers of the priest. It could be something the priest says in the homily. Or maybe God will speak directly to them, like as Father James shared that God did with Father James when he asked him years ago at Mass to be his priest. One day, last fall or winter, at the beginning of Mass, one of the school masses, when some of the grades, some of the kids were here, it might have been at the Lady Fatima procession. But Father James told the kids to do this. He said, I want each of you to ask God to speak to them. And then after Mass, a little girl came up to Father James. Father James, Father James, I did what you said and God spoke to me. He shared the story with me, but I actually forget the specifics. But it was very touching. It was a very touching moment to hear that little girl share that. So lastly, some of us, or many of us, struggle with how to pray. But I'm encouraging you to make this your prayer. Ask the Lord to open your heart, open your mind. Ask Him wherever you are in your life, the things that need to be uprooted. What in your life have you put above God? What or who is first in your life? If it's not God, then ask Him for help to put Him first. Like the little girl here at St. John's School, ask the Lord to speak to you at Mass, and He will. For each of you and I, everyone here, are simply a child of God in His garden of life. If we trust and surrender to Him, the sower, He will nurture, He will fertilize, and He will take care of us. And we will one day bear fruit, perhaps 100-fold. For with God, all things are possible. Amen.